It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Larry Etson. Welcome everyone to Saturday night's longest after party, where the beer is cold, the ribs are hot, and all the women are pointy. This is Sinner's Sunday. For those who've maybe had a bellyful of the corporate God providers and might be kicking tires on some alternative spiritual rides, it's said that all the wisdom of the world is contained within the pages of the Bible, and that's probably true. People unfamiliar with it tend to regard it as a storybook, maybe a rule book. But some folks who really know their way around it claim it's actually the ultimate self-help book, that no matter what kind of problem you're facing, somewhere in there is a story or a passage that pertains to your situation and just might help you get a handle on it. Most of us never pick one up until we find ourselves in some horrific state of affairs, which is understandable, because much of the Bible is heavy sledding. It is no page-turner. But there is plenty of entertainment to be extracted, along with the wisdom. One of the most entertaining stories is Samson. Oh, it's sad and brutal and sexy and funny, really funny. It's got it all. Every kid digs him, right? He's like something out of the WWE. And we all have a general idea of the story. He has superhuman strength and his enemies want to stop him, so they send pointy vixen Delilah to try to wheedle the secret of his strength out of him. Of course she does. She may be the original femme fatale. This Bible story sets the archetypes for a million books and movies. Big strong dude meets pointy babe. No question who's winning that encounter, is there? The story begins with Samson as a kid. A kid with such spectacular strength, he kills a lion with his bare hands. A few years go by, he takes a shine as some Philistine chick, which did not win him any love from his people, but he made her convert to his religion and he married her. Then, while he's away on business somewhere, the bitch dumps him for another guy. When he complains to his father-in-law, the old man offers Sammy the younger sister. Well, she may not have been very pointy, because not only did Samson refuse the old man's offer, he ran out and caught 300 foxes and tied flaming torches to their tails and set them loose on the Philistines' farms, burning all their crops. Then for good measure, just to show them he wasn't interested in anger management, he went on a killing spree. Took out dozens more Philistines. Ooh, this Samson is no one to screw around with. Maybe I better take a quick detour here and explain the background of the story. The Philistines were warring with the Jews, and Samson was a Jew, and because of his supernatural strength, the Philistines were getting their asses kicked. They just had to neutralize this guy, somehow. So they sent an army to get him. Bad idea. As they approached the muscled one, he realized even he might have some trouble handling 1,000 guys, so he figured he'd even out the odds with a weapon, and what a weapon it was. The jawbone of an ass. Cecil B. DeMille made a big movie out of Samson and Delilah. It's nutty and campy, and one of those flicks that's fun to watch with your pals while drinking heavily. And the biggest laughs are when Victor Mature, who plays Samson, takes out all those soldiers, swinging just that jawbone. It's maybe the most ridiculous fight scene ever filmed. So once he slays a sizable portion of the Philistine army, they realize this guy has something more going for him than his muscles, and they better figure out his secret. So they get hold of the one person who can bend him like Gumby, Samson Squeeze Delilah. But Samson's gray matter is in inverse proportion to his muscle mass. He's kind of an idiot. Not kind of, he is an idiot. First, he falls in love with a deceitful bitch. Well, Most guys do that at least a couple times in their lives, but Sammy takes it to another level. The Philistines induced Delilah to betray her big boyfriend. How? Well, the usual way. Money. And what a price they pay. Thousands and thousands of shiny silver shekels. Now think about that. Jesus was God, and all they offered that rat bastard Judas was a measly 30 silver coins. Now you have to adjust for inflation, and Samson came way before Jesus, so Delilah's payoff was a fortune. Now in Delilah's defense, she must have looked at Samson and thought, what the hell? This guy doesn't have a brain in his head. He's good for a quick tumble, but I'd get better conversation out of a goat, so I might as well take the money. So that night, she gets her nails done, gets into a pencil skirt with ankle straps, the push-up bra, the lip gloss, the garter belts with the seam nylons, the whole man-killing outfit. And when she asks him the secret of his strength, he tells her,
okay, I'll tell you. If you tie me up with 7 fresh bowstrings that are not even dry yet, I'll be as weak as any other guy.
Now, at this point, she may have reconsidered. The big dumb ox might have a kinky side. Maybe he's worth hanging on to. But then she thought,
nah.
So she ties him up with the bowstrings. And when she's got him trussed up like a salami in an Italian deli, she whistles up the Philistines, who were hiding in the closet the whole time watching the bizarro show. And the moment they show themselves, Samson snaps the bowstrings like thread and kills the Philistines. Well, Delilah's furious and tells Samson he has made a fool of her. Now, instead of hopping in his chariot and getting the hell out of Dodge, he hangs around until the next night. She gets herself done up again and asks him what makes him so strong, and this time he tells her,
if you tie me with new ropes that have never been used, I'll be as weak as any other guy.
Now she knows her man is a kinky, kinky boy, so she gets some heavy rope, stuff you'd use to keep an oil tanker dockside, and she does Japanese rope bondage on him. In 10 minutes, he looks like a landing page from some S&M website. Now when he's good and helpless, she calls out to another crew of Philistines who are hiding in the same damn closet, and he breaks the ropes and kills these guys too. And now she's double pissed off. An idiot boy with the 25-inch biceps still hangs around. Delilah must have had some technique between the sheets, huh? Nah, he was just a moron. Maybe it was a little bit of both. On the third night, same routine. She sexes him up, asks the big question, and this time he tells her some crap about braiding his hair and weaving in cloth and making it all look pretty with some kind of fancy hairpin. Maybe he's a crossdresser. She doesn't care. She gets to work on him until he looks like Marie Antoinette. And then she calls the Philistines and they burst out of the same closet. And once again, Samson kills them all. Now Delilah is having a shit fit in Technicolor. And she actually tells him,
how can you say you love me when you won't tell me your secrets so my Philistine friends can destroy you?
And as stupid as this story is, here's the money quote and the wisdom from the Bible. The actual quotation is, she nagged him and prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. How many guys, how many in committed relationships can relate to that passage? Constant, endless nagging. That's how commies operate, too. She's relentless. And after God knows how many weeks of hearing,
tell me your secret. Tell me, 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 tell me.
Finally, he just caves and says,
it's my hair. I get my strength from my hair. Cut it off, and I'm just another soy boy.
That night when he's asleep, she gets to work with the scissors and razor. And when his head looks like a baby's ass, she calls the Philistines. Samson wakes up, doesn't realize he's bald. He starts swinging, but his punches land like kisses. The Philistines lay him out like a rag doll. Just to be sure he can give them no more trouble, they gouge out his eyes. Then they lead him away to some filthy prison and make him grind grain all day like Conan the Barbarian. They pay Delilah her blood money, and she goes off to get herself a boob job, a condo in Miami, and a shiny new G-Wagon. After a while, Samson's hair starts to grow back, but the Philistines don't notice. And one day, they're all having a hell of a party at their big pagan temple, and some sadistic bastard suggests they let Samson out of the prison basement and make him put on a show. So they do, and Samson comes out, and he moonwalks and bends rebar with his teeth and does some scat singing, shit like that. Then, between sets, he asks somebody to lead him to the main temple pillars so he can lean on them to rest. And that's when he gives a mighty heave-ho and snaps those pillars like pretzel rods and brings the marble roof down on all 3,000 Philistines, including himself. It's a nutty story. But like most of the Bible, there are valuable lessons in there. One, don't be an idiot. Women have the ability to lobotomize men without surgery. No matter how pointy she is, maintain a sense of perspective. Viagra is stupid. What guys really need is a little blue pill that works the opposite way, makes us impervious to their charms. Well, maybe not. That would end the world for sure. The other message in there is about bad company. Sometimes it's just a friend that we hang around with for the giggles, and sometimes it's a pointy chick. Either way, we might end up blind and pushing a millstone for the rest of our lives. Which brings me to a question sent to me by a listener and Patreon named Douglas. He recently quit a job for a better one, but left some of his stuff behind and asked a friend to clean out his desk. The friend did, but the boss was such a prick, he fired the friend on the spot. Now they're hiring at Doug's new company, and he wants to dial his unemployed buddy in. But there's just one problem. His buddy is an ex-con and looks and acts like one, even though he's a stand-up guy. Moral dilemma. What to do? Come hang with us this Tuesday for the regular show for The Answer. And in the meantime, join the dojo at patreon.com/thatlarryshow and write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. And remember, it doesn't matter if you can bench press a Buick. If you don't have the strength to walk away from some lying, manipulating, pointy twist, you pretty much deserve what you get.